JFK. Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How are you doing? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from, yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas, hello. Sacramento, California, hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of spenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. This quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
The Don and Mike Show.
Took it from them.
All right, number this.
Hey, Rob, where's the thing that says the guy saying that we're back?
Lying around somewhere?
You know, that guy. Dude Walker. That's his name.
The voice. Where's the voice?
The voice of the Don and Mike Show. Here he is. Then we can get right to our guests who are standing by. Jesus.
They use Hughes as their muse.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
All right, there you go. Now, let's get to action. Make it happen.
Live from Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show. The Larry King Show features interviews with interesting guests from around the world and telephone calls from across North America. It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System. And now, the host of the program, here's Larry.
Hi.
Hi, brother.
You
got a surprise party for me today.
I'm Lay King.
Hi, this is Lay King. We're back on the Lay King Show with a very, very special segment.
We've had all kinds of celebrities join us on Lay and Lay. Our next group of entertainers, really, they got rock and roll style.
They need no introduction.
It slays me. If I had a car, and the car came with a plug for a guitar.
You'd play their music?
I'd play the music.
Hey, that's great, brother. Who is it?
Let's welcome now rock and roll legends, Daryl Dragon and Tony Tennille, the Captain and Tennille.
Whoa, the Captain and Tennille. Hi, guys.
Hi there, guys. This is Tony.
Hi, Tony. Tony,
that's a boy's name, right?
That's right. It's a boy's name, but she's hot.
No, it's not a boy's name. If it's spelled with an I, it comes from Antoinette, which mine does. It's a girl's name.
With the captain, male or female?
It depends on who's at the helm, Captain.
Captain, you wore sunglasses all the time.
Yeah, basically.
Are you blind?
Well, that's another story.
You're not blind. You're gifted with sight.
Yeah, it goes back to my childhood. The kids used to make fun of me. If I put on the glasses, they don't make fun of me because I have the biggest eyes in the world.
Do you still wear the hat when you perform, Captain?
When I perform, yeah.
How is Neil Sedaka's back?
What's that?
I know in your song...
Sedaka is back.
How is Neil Sedaka's back?
Well, you know, I have never seen Neil's back.
We would imagine he's got the dark hair, so, well, now probably gray now, but we would assume it might be a little hairy. What say you?
Probably so. Yeah. He's never allowed me to see it, though.
Did you say your name was Antoinette, and Tony is short for Antoinette?
Absolutely.
Are you going to go? You know, there's a good movie coming out. It's going to be all about Marie Antoinette. You know, she's from France.
Yeah.
France.
Let them eat cake.
You going to go see Marie Antoinette?
Well, I'm going to go see The Queen as soon as it comes to town.
Oh, that's right. That's the movie about Elizabeth, one of the Elizabeths, right?
Helen Mirren is starring in it. She's supposed to be brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant actress.
You had the bulldogs, right?
Yes, we do. In fact, we have an elderly bulldog right now.
What is your bulldog's name? Go!
Broderick and Elizabeth.
Well, not the new one.
No, the new one is Teensy.
Teensy.
Yeah, the new old girl. We rescued Teensy.
You know, you made the rock and roll 30 years ago. You had the song that that
was it a good ride?
It was a controversial song.
Which one?
The one that broke all the taboos.
Are you talking about Muskrat Love?
That's right. I'm talking about, it's a song about bestiality.
Tony, did you get in any trouble from animal rights activists when you came out with that song? Was that controversial?
Where is Muskrat Susie? Go!
Well, I'll tell you where Muskrat Susie is. She and Sam are holding hands in the closet in our warehouse. Actually, some fans of ours who are taxidermists thought they were doing a wonderful thing, and they sent us two stuffed muskrats holding hands, and underneath it's a plaque that says Sam and
Susie. They didn't even know each other.
That's... You should put that on the eBay.
Well, I don't want to put it on eBay. I was going to donate it to some, you know, worthy cause someday.
Probably PETA. I would donate it to PETA. Let's see how that goes over.
We'll see how that goes over.
So what are you doing now?
Well, we just got through doing the voices for a two-headed character in a film called Casper's Scare School that will air Friday night.
Casper the Ghost?
Casper the Ghost.
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
You were the couple in the 70s. I want to say that.
Are you saying, brother, are you saying they were the it couple?
What I want to say is that in that movie, I liked that you had your TV show there with your husband. And when you did that movie where you played Karen Silkwood,
that was Cher, my love.
You slayed me.
Well, brother, that was Cher.
Yeah, that was Cher.
Are we not talking to Cher?
No, we're not.
This is Tony of the Captain and Tennille.
That's right.
Tony Tennille.
Wait a minute. Daryl's Sonny, but I'm Tony.
explain this song to me.
Which song?
Oh. This one. This is about animals having sex. Yeah,
this is the one my brother's obsessed with.
Okay.
You do, brother.
Muskrat.
Yeah.
What a sexy voice.
Going to town.
This gets me going.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't they just go to a tree?
This is better than a little blue pill for me.
God, I thought the song I wrote called Do That to Me One More Time would be better than
you got
that.
That one, brother? Pop that one on. So many hits. So little time.
So little time, right. That's it.
Hey. You got that Princess Leia haircut when you're singing this song?
Do I have that haircut? No, that wasn't Princess Leia haircut. That was the Tennille haircut.
That's right. You had your own hairstyle, didn't you?
I had my own haircut, for God's sake.
Wow. Here they are now, everybody. Sonny and Cher.
No, it's Sonny and Marie.
Sonny and Marie.
Captain?
Yeah?
Was the reason you wore the hat because you didn't have hair?
Absolutely. I still don't.
Hair's a good thing to have, right?
You know, the image was that underneath that sailor's cap, you had a big head of hair. But it wasn't true, right?
Oh, absolutely not.
Whoa.
Ask anybody that wears a hat.
You ever notice when you get older that the hair falls everywhere?
You know, my brother and I actually
shed.
We use a product. It's called a GLH, Great Looking Hair. It's in a spray can, and it covers up the bald spots.
Yeah, I heard Sadaka uses it.
On his back.
Whoa. We're talking with Captain and Tennille on the Larry and Larry Show.
Anderson Cooper, 360, coming up. My question for you kids.
Yes, the kids. Dragon. I like the kids part.
Well, you know, compared to us, you kids.
The young rockers. What was it like having a song that had no English yet all the way to number one? Listen, maybe you remember this.
Okay.
This is, I think it was a hard rock anthem.
I know it.
Summer 75. No.
Hey, she's singing it in the language. What language is that?
I believe it's French.
Tony, is that French?
Well, of course it's French.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Very good. I like that.
It's German.
No, brother, it's not. She said it's French.
It's Spanish.
Spanish. Spanish. Do you speak the language, Tony?
Poquito.
Poquito.
Hablo usted?
So you heard it here. If you're taking something away from the show, ladies and gentlemen, Tony Tennille speaks Spanish a lot.
No, un poquito.
Sounds Mexican to me.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it.
Thank you.
you know, you make a song. I've been married 8 times. My brother's been married 8 times.
Yeah.
8 times. Eight. Combine that 16 times. 16
you make,
marriages.
You make the song. Love will keep us together.
Oh, what a great song.
I mean, what happens if you break up, right? The song loses its validity, right? Go!
Well, we celebrate our 31st wedding anniversary next month, so something worked.
Well, we were married near Reno, by the way.
Near Reno, Nevada.
Yeah, you're going to Reno, Nevada, I think, aren't you soon?
Reno show, yes.
Sure, very excited about it, too.
Yeah, we just left there, so we won't be there when you guys are there.
Do you guys still play in the casinos?
Nope. We pick and choose now, and it's my fault because I don't like to travel.
It depends what you play.
It depends what you play.
Well, you know,
Oh, the slots.
Yeah.
Good, Daryl.
Oh.
I thought he loves the slots.
I like it when you call him Daryl, Tony.
Well, that's his name.
You don't refer to him as the captain around the house.
Absolutely not.
Can I ask you a question? This is a personal question.
Go ahead,
we'll see if I'll answer it.
When you wrote the songs, did you ever write them together, naked?
Naked? No, naked. I wrote them by myself naked.
Oh, whoa. Sorry, Daryl, but for me, that's better.
She has yet to see me with my hat off.
That's better.
I understand, brother. I understand that Daryl had some type of your relationship with Glenn Campbell. You were common law living together. There was
threesome. What was it?
Something that
I think they were common law Beach Boy backup musicians.
There was something with you and Glenn Campbell. Go
tell us about your relationship.
With
Glenn Campbell,
with
go.
With Glenn Campbell, Daryl.
Me and Glenn?
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell.
Oh, well, that has to do with the Beach Boys. We were both early Beach Boy backup musicians.
Whoa.
Yes,
that's
now,
very
now,
racy.
When did he start sending you the illicit instant messages?
Oh.
When did Glenn Campbell start sending you the instant messages?
How'd you find out about it?
We do lots of research because we're on a major network, very excited.
We're talking with the captain.
Well, actually, that was done before the internet, so I don't know how that.
We got the captain and Tennille on the line, really excited to talk with them and talking about what they're doing. Tony, are you still writing?
I am. In fact, Daryl and I just finished our very first Christmas CD. We've never done one before, and I wrote 4 original Christmas songs for it.
Are there any Hanukkah songs on there?
There's one called I Want to Boogie with My Baby on Christmas Eve.
Holy cow.
Nothing Hanukkah, though?
No, it's really kind of secular.
You might want to throw a Hanukkah song.
Well, next year I will add one.
We're the Zeiger Brothers. You know, we like those Hanukkah songs if you can. Yeah, what's your favorite Christmas song on your album? Go.
You know what? It's impossible to choose. And if you want to listen, go to CaptainAndTennille.net, and you can listen to snippets of all of the 14 songs.
There's the plug for the Captain and Tennille.
How long? I'll just ask you. Folks, hi, folks. This is Lay King.
Hi, I'm Lay King. We're here with the Captain and Tennille.
How long were you in rehab? Was it tough in rehab? Did you see Mel Gibson in rehab? What was it like? How many times you been in rehab? Rehab vigorous?
Who?
You ever been in rehab?
Rehab?
I heard you got a problem with milk.
No, we never been in rehab. We are so boring. We've never done rehab.
So there was never an addiction to cow's milk, Daryl?
Actually, there was a problem with a drug when I was about 4.
What? Whoa. That sounds like quite the controversy.
I can't remember the syrup. It was a pink syrup. It was for coughing, and I would break into that medicine cabinet. Absolute addict.
You heard it. Folks, you heard Larry King live.
In his youth, Daryl was addicted to the pink stuff.
Yeah.
At age 4.
Age 4 years old. Tough age for addiction.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you guys, I don't know how you ever got him to tell you that.
Well, we do great interviews.
You do.
Because we've got 2 Larry Kings, not 1.
I know that. It's amazing.
I want to say that. Folks, hi, folks.
Age 4. That must have been a little hat.
This Larry King.
This is Larry King. A little captain's hat.
We're on the phone.
Little 4-year-old captain's hat.
We're on the phone. We're going back in time.
We got Tony Tennille and Daryl.
Here she is now. You knew her.
Have you ever thought about using that as the name of your band? Tony Tennille and Daryl?
It was brought up by the record company. I says, it doesn't ring, doesn't click like
something. I must know, how did the Captain and Tennille name stick? Go!
Well, Daryl was wearing a captain's hat while he was working with the Beach Boys, and Mike Love called him Captain Keyboard. And
that's
then
good.
When we were putting our name together, we just decided to use his name and Captain and my maiden name.
You tell me. We were the Dragons for a couple of years in clubs,
No
one ever showed up.
How many years after you stopped making records that were on the pop charts? You got the shelf life, and you extended the shelf life. How many years after that did you join the cast of Mama's Family? Go.
Well, our last hit was in 1980.
So you joined Mama's Family in 1981?
81.
And what was
no,
it like?
I started doing symphonies and big bands.
What was it like working with Carol Burnett?
Yeah,
I loved you.
I did that kind of thing after that for a while.
Is she temperamental, Carol Burnett?
Carol Burnett is one of the most wonderful ladies in the world.
Let's give her a round of applause.
Absolutely.
Carol Burnett.
Did she get mad when you would sing your hit songs on her show?
No. In fact, she did our hit song on her show.
She sang which one?
Love Will Keep Us Together, and she had my hair cut, and I think...
Didn't you... excuse me, I don't... Hi, folks. Larry King, not meaning to speak out of turn. At least I didn't twice. Didn't you have the... Your song was That's the Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. We're talking with Vicki Lawrence.
Brother, wrong. This is the Captain and Tennille.
That's
it's not
right.
Cher. It's not Vicki Lawrence.
Not this time.
It's Daryl, the one with the hat, and Tony Tennille.
That's right.
The one who had the thing with Glenn Campbell. Whoa.
That's right. Well, actually, Glenn Campbell was a guest on one of our specials, and we did sing with him.
Where will Tony and Daryl be performing next? Go!
Well, Friday night in the Casper Scare School is when you'll see us doing two original songs. We didn't write it, but
that's not live, right? That's a cartoon?
That's the Cartoon Network.
Cartoon
right.
Network.
Where will you be live? Are you taking a break from doing the live performing?
Absolutely. It's my fault. I don't like to travel. It's no fun anymore.
You got a big house? You got a big...
We have two wonderful houses. We are very...
Well, what's the square footage?
Well...
Square footage, combined, brother, or each individual house?
Don't you think that's a little intimate to ask how big our house is?
You have granite.
You got granite countertops?
Are we talking square feet or square miles?
You got the Sub-Zero.
You got Sub-Zero appliances?
We got all the good stuff.
All the good stuff.
We're very fortunate.
We're talking now with Captain and Tennille. They're going to be on Cartoon Network. What channel is that on my cable?
Which one? Which is the channel?
Well, I don't know. Out here, it's channel, I don't know what it is.
I think it's channel 50.
In your house, in one of your two houses, you got an air hockey table?
No, we don't.
I like air hockey.
We have a piano at each house.
Cuts my fingers, but I got the air hockey. Like the air hockey.
I got an ingrown nail.
That'll kill you.
On my left foot.
Those ingrown nails are bad. We're talking with the Captain and Tennille.
What was it like working with Jim Belushi?
What's Jim Belushi like?
I think he's great.
You know, I hate to tell you this because I'm sure he's a wonderful man, but the way they do these movies now, everybody does their own sessions separately.
So when you did the voice for your Casper Scare School, you didn't work with Jim Belushi?
No, it was just me and Daryl, and the composer and his engineer flew in from London, and the producer flew in from New York, and the voice director flew in from L.A., and we all did it here in Palm Springs.
Did you ever go on the Saturday Night Live?
No, we never did.
I wasn't ever brave enough to do that.
I would love to have done it.
You know, I think there's
Who's the meanest man you ever met in show business?
My brother.
Your brother?
Hands down, Neil Sedaka.
Neil Sedaka, I mean, he was always smiling. Those are the mean guys, right?
No,
the guys
Neil
you see.
Is, I tell you, Neil's a great guy.
Hey,
he really is.
What's up with Clay?
I don't know too many mean people, and if I did, I don't think I'd tell you.
Clay Aiken. Tell me
I've never met Clay Aiken.
Like, do you like his music?
Well, I don't listen to it that much.
Here's a question for you.
Do you like him?
He's fabulous.
We adore him.
He's absolutely...
He's a little munchkin.
He's hot. He's the tops. He's going to be a big star.
He's
changed his hair color recently,
yep,
right?
Yep, that's right.
He's getting
fake.
Serious.
All fake. All a wig. All one wig.
It's one wig. Okay, that's good.
Different colors.
You know, you had the whole thing going, but even though you were there with your husband doing the songs when you was, on the radio, what about the boys that they saw you and they said, whoa?
Yeah, did you have trouble with that, Captain?
Whoa!
Daryl, do you have trouble?
I can't hear anything.
Do you have...
Did you have trouble
with the boys getting excited when they see me?
With, oh, not really. It's it gets to be old hat.
Like your hat. We're talking with the captain and Peniel.
When did you break away from the rest of the Osmonds to start your own troop?
Well, isn't that weird? You know, they found out we weren't Mormons and they got rid of us.
You're tall, right?
I'm tall.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'11 without shoes on.
Whoa! Applause for that.
Applause for that.
And, Captain, you're not, right?
Well, I used to be.
Used to be. How tall are you now?
Well, I think, well, I'm scared to look.
He's 6 feet tall.
Six feet tall.
3 inches when he was in his 60s.
I thought you were short.
He was tall.
I know, a lot of people thought that.
You know why you think that? Because I always wore 3-inch heels, which made me about 6'2".
I feel short.
Either one of you, this question's for either one of you.
Gina Davis.
Cough syrup stunts growth, right?
What now?
Cough syrup stunts growth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gina Davis is tall, right?
She's
Gina
tall.
Gina is, I think she's an inch taller than I am.
She's tall.
We're talking about Carol Burnett. She's short?
She's about 5'11", right. Or 5'10", I think. She's pretty tall.
We're talking with the captain and Tennille about who's tall on the Larry and Larry show. I'm Larry King.
Nicole Kidman's tall.
I'm Larry King.
We hit Nicole Kidman. Whoa, big tall. Tall.
Big tall.
Tall and English, right? English?
Yes, she's Australian.
Australian, that's what I said. Right.
That's exactly what you said.
I'm going to throw a name out for
you. You know who surprised me as being tall? Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton.
Big tall.
Wayne Newton.
But fake hair.
Listen to this now.
Great hair, for sure.
Wayne Newton cured my hemorrhoids.
Wow. Whoa, brother.
You know what?
That's an incredible revelation. A lot of people don't know he's a healer.
Wayne Newton is a healer. You know what? I know it, brother. When are we gonna see you in Vegas?
Yes, next time you're gonna be in Vegas. Any plans?
We're not gonna do Vegas.
It sounds to me like you got all the money you need. You got a lot of money.
We're happy.
That's the key.
And we're comfortable, and we're able to do the things we've always wanted to do. So
let me make sure we get this.
I can't get a Porsche.
Just plug in.
Why can't you get a Porsche?
They cost too much.
Oh, that's true.
Whoa.
Mike O'Mara has one.
he can't afford it either.
He can't get a Porsche because I'm getting a new Lexus next week.
Oh, you're going to get the one that parallel parks itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, whoa.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's good. Well, you're Tony Tennille. You deserve it.
I do.
It's the project, the All-Star Cast, it's Casper's Scare School.
Yes. Casper's Scare School.
Premiering on the Cartoon Network Friday, October 27th, 7 to 9 p.m.
Friday
Eastern Standard Time.
And it'll actually air several times between Friday night and Halloween.
If we don't talk to you guys, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I want you to hear, well, one more thing.
Hold on, one more thing. My brother's got one more thing.
We got a guy on the show.
We got a guy.
Our executive producer, a good guy. His name is Dennis Murphy.
Yeah.
And he loves to sing.
Okay. We'd like your opinion, and we'd like you to rate it. Can you rate the record?
Okay. Absolutely.
This is a bomb, and this is good. Good.
All right, then listen carefully.
He's doing your classic.
Uh-oh.
Love Will Keep Us in Jelly.
All right, he's actually doing it with a duet. He's doing it with another girl.
Here he is.
With another girl?
His name is Dennis Murphy. He will fascinate you.
Okay,
tell us what you think. Go.
Did you hear enough?
I think that's enough.
I'd like to hear the bridge.
Well, the girl. The girl.
Hold on. Here it is.
Hold on.
We love you, stop. I'll be dreaming of you. Look at my heart.
What do you think? Rate the record.
Rate the record.
Well, they could have had a hit.
You heard it.
The girl can sing. The girl's on key most of the time.
You're too nice.
Is this kind of like an American Idol thing only?
It's a regular guy that made an album called One Heart, One Hand.
Wow.
His name is Dennis Murphy. He's a very famous restaurateur.
Very famous, yeah. He's got half...
I liked it.
Half a tongue and one hand.
It's hard to judge when it's your song, you know.
Yeah.
You like to think that your version is the best.
Actually, I like the arrangement a lot.
Stallman,
yeah, the arrangement was great.
Stallman Norman Schwarzkopf is next on the show. We are out of plumb out of time. We want to thank Tony Orlando and Dawn.
No, it's the Captain and Tennille.
You're so nice.
We wish you the very best of luck. You're very nice people and you're good sports.
Keep tying your yellow ribbon.
We're going to put you on hold and let you talk to our producer. Thank you both very much.
All right, Larry and Larry.
They're super. Here's another one of their songs.
Okay.
See, they have this fascination with animals.
Sounds like a lonely night.
Listen to this. This thing. I'll tell you something. Why is
like
DJing?
I like all
this
that.
Is a hard song to talk about when I was a DJ.
Larry, I didn't know you were a DJ.
It sneaks up.
Oh, I think Adelaide just heard it.
Hold on, that's their bulldog. Oh, she's got a sexy voice, brother.
Where's this going? There we go. Bum, bum.
Cause it's always been you.
That's good.
Dry my tears.
There she is. Kiki D.
No, brother. Tony Tennille.
Very talented. Very slick. Thanks for being on the show, Grace.
We'll put you on hold now.
Hold. All right, guys.
Hold, please.
Hey, guys. Thanks very, very much.
Hey, guys.
We are off the air now. How do you think it went?
Of course
I think
it went great.
Slam. I thought it was great.
A slam.
Slam. Showbiz talk.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much. We're big fans, and we'll be watching Casper. Thanks so much. Sure. Bye-bye, Daryl. Bye, Tony. Bye.
There we go.
Yay. Hey, that was great.
That's 30 minutes of Larry. Larry.
Wow. But we really did it with real people like Larry King would have on his show.
Sure. More real questions. It beats somebody that grows a deformed pumpkin.
At least they didn't, guys.
Si.
Bueno. She remembered that.
And then this old standby.
You know what I forgot about? I forgot how dominated Dennis was in this. Lazy Dennis. Dennis sings like two verses and quits.
I will give that Daryl Dragon credit. He wanted to hear it all the way to the hook.
Yeah, right.
Wanted to hear them screw it up to the hook.
That's the producer.
Yeah, it's true. And did you see that little thing? He liked the arrangement.
Yeah.
Shut up! Childhood and Tony Tennille, the Captain and Tennille, is I don't even remember my friend's house that I was at, but he was there with his old curmudgeon-y uncle, and they're on TV, and he's looking at the captain,
right.
And he says, "Man, what's she doing with him? He must be like secretariat." That is my only memory of the Captain and Tennille as a kid. Are we playing more One Heart, One Hand? One Hand, One Heart.
Yeah. And now here he is with the spinners, Dennis Murphy.
Think I met you, I began to feel so strange. Every time I see your name.
At least she's not in the way.
I just wanted you to say that you
perfect,
are
perfect
so
rhythm.
For two, that you go know what to do.
Why rehearse?
He's great.
Why rehearse?
That's on the record.
Natural.
That's on the record. That's actually,
on his disc.
If you buy his CD, that's what you will hear.
That's not just like a test track we have.
You also
I hate the woman on it.
There you go, Rob.
Kelly Soper?
Kelly Soper.
Wow.
That's good. Thank you.
Good stuff.
Wonderful. I want to thank them.
The Dragons.
I wanted to say, I'm so sorry to hear that, your husband had that skiing accident.
Yeah.
It's a real shame. But it's all right. They weren't married then.
She was in Congress, I believe. It's wonderful.
That was right. Marvelous.
Enjoyed it.
Steve and Eddie were great on the show.
It's great music for dinner. Put it on my record player.
Shouldn't you right now be screaming something?
Yes, let's break!
Come on. I'm not doing it.
Hey, thank you.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.